Okay, on Zoom, I assume everyone can hear me, yeah? Oh, I just put my volume on.
Sounds great.
Yeah, you're good. You did, yeah? You could hear me? Yeah, you did, yeah? Okay. I assume you could hear me. Okay, great. I guess just before I even start, this is my first Chazar Hashir this year. The way I'm going to try to do the Chazar Hashirs, Shirim, for the year is basically like three things. I'm going to try to review and explain the material and the positions. Like that should be fairly obvious. I assume everyone who gives Chazar Hashir is at least accomplishing that. But I think in addition, what I'm going to try to do in this year and going forward is also to review, so to speak, you know, the methodology, the way, you know, how we arrive at the conclusions that we do, in a different, you know, word, the analysis. And then the third thing I also am going to try to do, this is a little bit more ambitious, but I'm going to try my best, is also to review, again, so to speak, review. It's not really a review, these last 2 points, but the style and the presentation, the way Rav Rosenzweig did it. What that means, lemaisa, for everyone in this room, is that while it may be more digestible, at least like conventionally digestible, just for someone to lay out for you, you know, a topic or a subtopic and the different approaches to that question, more like what you'd find in a Shitot Sheet or a Likud Sefer, that probably would be easier. So sometimes for the sake of doing more, I'm going to do that too, so that everyone knows what everybody says and that it's clear how we explain them in Shir. But in addition to that, I also think it's worth, I mean, this is what so much of Shir is about. I mean, so much. Rav Rosenzweig's not just coming to Shir and telling you what everybody says, but to really appreciate the depth of the Shitos and, you know, how we, apprehend it and understand it in this year, to try to do that. Not, I wouldn't sacrifice the clarity. I'm just saying, you know, it's not just going to be, there's a question, you know, and here are the three approaches to it. This is how they differ. This is how we explained it. Hopefully just to try to do a little bit more, because the presentation here, I think, and Rav Rosenzweig would tell you the same, is also substantive. It's not just a matter of form, but also content. So we're doing the sugya today of Hezekria, of Chazaka beHezekria. I made that mistake because just to give like a little bit of an introduction, more of like a sweeping approach to the sugya, we've been discussing Hezekria and what it is and how/where does it rank among the other, let's say, you know, Hezeks or Hezek, you know, Shmei Hezeks. So we did basically the first sugya that we did was more a general overview and introduction to some of the ideas, the bigger ideas of Hezekria. And the first real sugya that we're doing is Chazaka beHezekria. The reason to do that, you know, to even start with the sugya, is because the character and quality of the Hezek, you know, the Shmei Hezek, if you will, is reflected and demonstrated in this topic. You know, that is the effectiveness of Chazaka. Although every Hezekria topic, you know, that's what learning is all about, in theory is and may very well expand and, you know, deepen our understanding of Hezekria itself, fundamentally, here, in the topic of Chazaka, that question is openly and explicitly contended with and formulated by the Rishonim. As what is this thing? How serious is it? How does it rank? What does it look like? What is Hezekria? And that's what makes this such an important topic. You know, it happens to come up pretty early based on like the Rif's point, which we'll get to in a minute, but it's also just conceptually and topically, if you were giving a shir and you were trying to make it in an orderly way, Chazaka would be the place to start. What I mean by that is, typically, you know, all things being equal, when conditions to establish Chazaka exist, they're present, so then, you know, at least if you have those conditions, so then Chazaka should work. There should be a Chazaka. So if it doesn't work, if you can't make a Chazaka, so then you need to ask why. Like, why doesn't Chazaka work? So by asking, basically, and now I'm getting to the Rishonim already, I'm introducing it, but I'm also already laying out the whole, I think, you know, the whole, like, I guess, like, skeletal structure of the sugya. By asking the question, you know, is there a Chazaka on Hezekria, and answering no, you know, there's never Chazaka, Hezekria is on a different plane, namely the Rif, and, you know, the Ramban, the Rashba, but really the school of the Rif. Or by answering, yes, there is Chazaka, but it's practically, yes, because it's practically no worse than other types of, you know, I guess, areas of Chazaka, let's say, or other, you know, Nizakim. Again, maybe, I'm saying maybe here intentionally, maybe the Rimigash, certainly how many understood it, or by responding, so we have two responses to the question, or by responding, you know, it depends, the Rambam, you know, and the Rama, because there are multiple types and a qualitative hierarchy within Hezek Ria, you're implicitly, and in this case, explicitly saying something really, really significant about Hezek Ria itself. It's like, that's it now. You know, I basically just said the whole sugya. You know, I mean, again, not actually, because the details here give us a lot, a richer and like a deeper, and really a much more comprehensive, you know, I guess, view of the topic, but also even of Hezek Ria itself. So that's in terms of like just the intro. But so like basically what I'm trying to say is the Rishonim have a shaila. Again, and I'm making this sound like it's like just an introductory point, but I'm already giving, this is already like part of the Chazara. Like Rishonim have a shaila. They ask like, can I get chazaka on something which enables Hezek Ria? So how do you like go about answering that question? Like how do you go about answering that question? Like, is there chazaka or is there not? So just before I continue, so far, just are there anyone have any questions on the Zoom, off the Zoom, or clarifications? Like, do I have everyone? Does everyone know what I'm trying to say? Yeah, okay, good. If you're not asking a question, I'm assuming fine. So far, I'm just saying like why this sugya more than other sugyas, and I also explain what that looks like practically, you know, after we've done the sugya, why this one more than other sugyas should come right after the first topic. You know, the Hezek, Re'iyah, Shmei Hezek, Shlav Shmei Hezek topic. So how do you answer that question? So basically there is some evidence, which we'll briefly discuss, like in the Gemara, you know, in the primary sources. So you have a Gemara on Nentes Amud Aleph, towards the end of the third parak, which seems to imply that a window within Arba Amos of the ground, within like, you know, within range, so to speak, of Hezek Re'iyah, either it's a Chalon Suri, or even a Chalon Mitzris. So that window within Arba Amos of the ground has a chazaka, despite the Hezek Ria. Or as Bipashtus, we're dealing with a case where you have a window within 4 Amos, there's Hezek Ria, and nevertheless, you have a chazaka. The truth is, it might even be because of the Hezek Ria that you have a chazaka. But certainly the Pashtus is there's Hezek Ria and there's chazaka. That's one Gemara. The second Gemara is the Gemara, that's I went in that order, even though it's later, because it's probably the clearest Gemara we have. That implies there is Chazaka in Hezek Ria, in that case. Then you have the Gemara on Da Beis and the Beis, Lamanda Amar Guda, right? The Shita that we reject, Lamaskana, Alibid Hilchasa, that basically unless the two parties agree to build a wall, they're not required to do so. So since they are required, the Gemara says, it must be Hezek Re'iya Lav Shmei Hezek. So asks, you know, I mean, the Rif asks this, everyone, they basically ask, you know, is that the only explanation for not needing to build a wall? Maybe Hezek Re'iya is Shmei Hezek, but, so that, okay, maybe it's Shmei Hezek, so why not build a wall? Why not build a wall? So the Rif answers, because maybe, I mean, not answers, but the Rif explains, maybe you don't build a wall, even though Hezek Ria Shmei Hezek, because you have a chazaka. And so even if Hezek Ria Shmei Hezek is true, in the presence of a chazaka, you wouldn't have to build a wall. You wouldn't have to build a wall. Like they've been living like this, you know, for a long time or something like it. So it must be, basically, the Rif concludes that since the Gemara doesn't say this, Hezek Ria Shmei Hezek, but there's a chazaka, and that's why only if they want to build a kotel they have to. The assumption is that chazaka wouldn't have helped either. That Gemara was out of answers, basically. It had no other way of protecting the conclusion of Hezek Ria Shmei Hezek. So it had, you know, for not having to build a wall, to forcing them to build a wall. So therefore it said, Lav Shmei Hezek, implying that chazaka doesn't work, again, on the case of Beis HaMaveis of Hezek Ria. That's the second evidence we have. And then the third is the Yerushalmi. I'll say it outside now for those that didn't see it inside or see it in the Ramban. Third is the Yerushalmi. There's just like this funny case where someone is trying to build a wall, you know, whatever, a window on the border. And, you know, he constructs his whole thing. And you know what? His shachin actually helps him with the wall. Goes through everything. And they have this like funny you know, kind of like back and forth. At which point, like, even though his neighbor helped him with every single last detail, he says, I was just seeing basically like how far you would go. I know people liked it in the shir, you know, he's like saying, aha, all the time. And like, you know, you can never basically have a chazaka. It's like this almost like over-exaggeration that almost makes you wonder whether you could ever have chazaka in the case of Hezek Ria. Yeah. Which is why, you know, he can always make him close up the window, despite almost basically making, like, almost being explicit that that he can have this window. So those are like the three, that's like the three places where there's evidence. So the evidence needs to be dealt with, but it isn't conclusive for either. You may even have a stira in the stam, in like how you would read all of these sugyas, the pashtas. So there is evidence. The truth is, you know, the evidence is not really that clear. And it may even be, you know, if it is good evidence, it may even be contradictory. The way we would be pashtas, learn all of these things. So I'm not saying not to deal with the evidence, but that's certainly not enough to answer the question whether or not Hezek Ria, whether Hezek Ria is subject to chazaka. So the next level to answer the question of like whether or not there's chazaka and Hezek Ria is to go to svara and like conviction. So let's now get to that. Like what are the shitos? So the first shita we'll discuss is the shita of the Rif. The Rif basically says that all of Hezek Ria has the status of Kutra Ubeis Hakise. We know from Chav Gimel Amud Aleph in Baba Basra that the phrase, the rule of Ein Chazaka Linezikin, which actually initially sounds like a broader thing, but the Gemara clarifies, things that are like Kutra or Kutra Ubeis Hakise don't have a Chazaka. Those Nezikin don't have a Chazaka. So how is Hezek Ria, the Gemara never says it about Hezek Ria, how is Hezek Ria like Kutro Beis Akise, Ein Chazaka Alinezakin? So this answer to this question is a little bit now where you get the range of Shitos within the worldview of the Rif, who holds that there is absolutely never Chazaka by Hezek Ria. So one kind of formulation, I'm not sure, maybe the Rif even says one of these, at least as it's recorded, but one of them is like the question of Tadir and Kavua, which may or may not be the same thing, but that would be one explanation why Kutro Beis Hakise and then Hezek Ria too are a notch above, qualitatively really, than other Nezikin, and therefore not subject to Chazaka. Because it's Tadir and Kavua. We'll try to, obviously, we'll explain more what those things might be as we go further. But again, it could be a practical point that's always true, or it could be something you know, that reflects what Hezek Ria itself, what kind of thing it is. So that's one way of explaining why Hezek Ria wouldn't be subject to Chazaka, like Kutro Beis Hakise. Another one is something the Ramban says. The Ramban says that it has nothing to do with, per se, with Tadir and Kavua, but it's much more that it's, as opposed to being Niske Mamon, it's in the category of Chavala. It's not even Adam HaMazik. You know, it's Chavala, where you're being mazik the goof of the other person, and when you're being mazik the goof of somebody else, you know, then there's going to be no chazaka for something as serious as that or as unalienable as that, two separate things. But that's basically the Ramban, and the Ramban actually says more. That's Kutra Beis Hakise, that's Hezek Ria, that's why Hezek Ria is like Kutra Beis Hakise. But the little additional kinach in the Ramban, again, within this number two, just so we can number things for clarity, the Ramban actually goes further. He says, Hu hadin, okay, but kol shekein, diniske adam be'adam hu. That Hezek, not only are all of these three in a category of their own because they're Chabala, but Hezek Ria actually more than Kutra Ubeis Hakise is Chabala. Even more, you know, impinges even more on the quality of life. And these kinds of things, like I said before, either because they're too serious, too much, ain't he so, whatever it is, or because they're just unalienable, they're so fundamental to what it means to be a human being, that there is no chazaka ever by these things. Then you have a third explanation of the Rif, why there would never be chazaka in any Hezek Ria, is the tshuva of the Rashba, I'll just say, you know, Gedar and Shal Yisrael, we've been using it so much, it's like ubiquitous in the shir at this point. Gedar and Shal Yisrael, it's even further than Chavala, until we get to the Rashba, basically, the explanations for why there's no Chazaka and Hezek Re'ia are all still within the world, broadly speaking, of Mamanus, of Nezikin. You know, in the Rambam, Sefer Nezikin, so Chovel Umazik is still in Hilchos Nezikin, is still in Sefer Nezikin. But the Rashba now gets us into a different category, which is exciting for us because, again, as I began, as I'm still discussing, you know, I never really made a clear break in, you know, in my words. But we're trying to figure out what is Hezek Re'ia. What kind of thing is Hezek Re'ia? So the Rashba, the Ramban already on one level was already really important for us. But the Rashba is now saying this isn't even a matter of Mamanus anymore. The Rashba says it explicitly. But now it's a matter of Hashras Hashchina, of Gendarin Shal Yisrael, of Yoredeya, Tznius. That is never, that's not even in the world of Mamanus. It's not even in the world of Kabbalah, or even Rotzeh. That is not a matter anymore of something that anyone has the right to forgo, to give up. So that's why he says there's no Chazaka ever, again, within the Rif, for Hezek Re'ia. Yeah. The third thing, although like I bracketed it in my notes, I just think it's just to round it out. The third thing you could say is why there's for the Rif, there's never any Hezek Re'ia, is something the Ramah says. I bracketed it because the Ramah doesn't take the position of the Rif all the way. He doesn't hold that there's never Chazaka by Hezek Re'ia, but it's just another additional svara to add to the list that it's not Chabalah. And it's not, again, I don't know if this is better or worse, but it's also not, Gedar and Shal Yisrael, the Kedusha of Klal Yisrael, Hashras Hashchina Lehistale Yishchina Mi Yisrael. But it's because what we're dealing with is, he says other things too, but is what we're dealing with Isser. Because Hezek Re'ia is Isura, there can be no Chazaka on Isura. The Ramban definitely wasn't saying that. And the Rashba wasn't even talking about that either. The Rashba was saying that the Nizak has no right, you know, on such a thing. There's no implicit or explicit. He can't give up on Gedar and Shal Yisrael. But here we're saying the Mazik can't build his Chazaka because he's building it on Isura. He's like building a fence, if you will, in mud. You don't even have to be a construction or even build your sukkah to know that building your fence in mud will never stick. You need a foundation to build it on. So Isura is not something that can have Chazaka. Either, why can't Isura have Chazaka? So this was a point Rav Rozek brought up, only tangentially, but we may as well. He said it in Shir, so there's a Chalos, and it makes it to the Shiurim, so we should review it. Either because there's an Umdina almost, that when you're doing something Be'isur, you know, the other guy basically is saying, I never was okay with it because he was never allowed to be doing it. So in order to establish Chazaka, there needs to be some ability of Macha or some assumption that he would have been Moche. But here, the guy is doing something that's Usher, he would have said, and I never allowed that to happen because I never thought he was allowed to do it. So the Umdana basically is flawed. That's one way of understanding it. The other way to explain it is like I kind of said, building your wall in the mud, is that Chazaka and getting a Chazaka is really, Rav Rozek uses terminology, kind of like building a right. A cheskas tashmishin, you know, so to speak. And if you're doing it on the grounds of Isser, so formally speaking, the halacha doesn't provide you what it typically grants someone to establish chazaka if you're building it on shaky or, you know, muddy ground. Two ways to understand why. But either way, because Hezek Re'ia is Isser, the Ramah is a big proponent of this. He connects it to Bilam, to Vayaris, Yisrael, you know, Mara'a. Because there's an Isser to be Mazik, someone be Re'ia, therefore, in Chazaka be Yisura, there's never Chazaka. This part now is not the Ramah, but maybe to explain the Rif, there is never Chazaka on Hezek Re'ia on Yisura. I'll even add, you know, the Mishnah includes cases of Chalon. So there's for sure an Isser of Hezek Re'ia to peer out of your window onto somebody else. That would be another explanation of why there's no Chazaka be Hezek Re'ia. So that's the Rif Shita, and I guess, you know, three or four different ways of explaining why there'd be no chazaka, but more, again, what I'm trying to also show is what's so significant about, you know, this question, yesh chazaka or ein chazaka, to inform our study of Hezekiah itself. And that point's clear, I think. Okay. Yeah, someone, yeah.
So,
Mark.
Did you say the riff? Yeah,
Gabe, I'll get to you in a second. Mark's asking a question here.
Sorry, did you say the riff explicitly connects it to Kotro himself?
Yeah, yeah, that's how it's recorded. It sounds like when the Ramban's quoting it, he says Kakutro Besak, he said Dami, and then he says Vinira Li something like Taima,
right.
And that's where he gets the Guf Paguf part.
I thought that's where he quotes the Kutra part itself.
No. He makes an additional point. I'll say like this, maybe I'm wrong about the Ramban. He definitely, when it's quoted, recorded for the riff, it definitely seems to be recorded of Kutro Besak.
He said, just odd, because if we ultimately are going to say the riff is like, sees how the Greek is being so benign. That's kind of difficult to see how you
the Rift does not see Hezekiah as being benign. The opposite. How could there? Why is there never chazaka?
Because it's so benign, it never leads to a giroi. That's what we ultimately say.
And what?
It's so benign, it never leads to a giroi. It's like nothing. No, we said. I thought we said so recently that the Rift said that. That's why the Rift considered the possibility.
Oh, we'll get to that point. Oh, we'll get to that point. But no, but for sure, I'm assuming.
Okay.
This is like my perspective on the whole shiur.
Yeah.
So if you disagree with me, that's fine. But it's just
my
assumption that the riff is no chazaka because Hezekiah is
so
yeah exactly. That's because you're. But I'll go. Well, that's your point. And maybe by separating them, it'll become clearer what that point was. Yeah, Gabe. Make it loud.
One practical question.
Yes.
And then more on the circuit. Can you repeat the questions when they're asked, on the Zoom?
I will. What Mark just asked was he thought the riff doesn't quote Kutro Beis Akise, which leads to a whole different perspective of like what the riff's really saying. So whatever, we're gonna table that. I thought the riff was saying, you know what I said, but, I mean in from Shir, but we're gonna, there's a reason why Mark said it, and we're gonna explain what he means later. Okay, that was a little bit abstract, but yeah. You have another question, or that was it?
Yeah. Can you? Are they working under the same assumption of what the word chazaka means?
Let me cut you off. Sorry, continue. Yeah, ask your question.
Chalon, I'd say there's a different assumption that you're making versus the ziv versus the chatzer.
What do you mean the assumption? What different assumption?
The presumptuative status of each different thing. But I
okay. So fine. Yes, I am going to cut you off. Definitely, but and we may even get to that. We will get to that. But that's already a question I think that would be for if I was giving my own shiur. So just to review, there could mean it's a possibility, and we actually suggested, but for sure that's probably not what the riff is saying, because they're all saying it's all the same, it's all Hezekiah, it's Kakutro Beis Hakise, therefore there's never Chazaka, for all we know. For all we know. That's the impression we get from the school of the Rif and those who came after him. Your suggestion could be somebody else, but from what we've covered right now, it probably wouldn't hold up. But objectively speaking, if you and I were Chavrusas or we were learning the Sugya, you know, that could definitely be an explanation to explain the evidence. I think that's why you may have even said it. Okay, good? That okay? Okay, great. That's the sheet of the Rif. So then, to deal with just the evidence against and for the Rif, so the evidence for the Rif is obvious, I said it already, but the Rif assumes basically that had Chazaka worked, the Gemara could have made a different suggestion. When the Gemara says, you only have to build the wall if they agree, therefore, Hezekiah, Lav Shmei Hezek, it could have said, in a chanami, Hezekiah Shmei Hezek, but there could be other explanations of why we can't force them to build a wall. Namely, one of them would be Chazaka v'Hezekiah. Since the Gemara didn't say that there is Chazaka and render Hezekiah Shmei Hezek, the implication is that it dismissed the option of Chazaka. There is no Chazaka by Hezekiah. What about the Gemara Nintes? Nintes, as we said before, seems to be clear as a day that you have a Chazaka on a Chalon within 4 Amos, whether that's even Chalon Mitzris or just Chalon Tzuri, despite the fact that there's Hezekiah, it sounds like you have Chazaka on Hezekiah. So the Ramban basically says that he interprets the case differently, And he says that the chazaka we're talking about is not a chazaka because of hezek ri'ya, but it's that the neighbor can't build a wall near you lest he be ma'apil the light that you get, the benefit you get from the or. Even though this window is not per se built for or, there's an understanding that even from this window I am getting amnehneh, something like the Lashon is like amnehneh me'oro, and therefore that's the chazaka that we're talking about. Within four amos I have this benefit, and that's the benefit that I'm machzik on, and you can't, if I establish a chazaka, build a wall to block that light. He continues and says, and what's the mechila that we're talking about? The mechila, that the macha, excuse me, that the neighbor, what's that macha? The macha is not, again, the macha is not that, oh, this is being mazik mi biri'ya. We're not talking about a kizaz here. The macha is, if you can build your wall, your window, for light, you're gonna, what's gonna happen if you establish a right to that window? What's gonna happen is I'm gonna have to distance my wall. I'm gonna be limited in how I can build in my own property, lest I block the window that you have and the light that you get from that window. So the macha I can do is not that you're being mazik mi biri'ya, but that you're limiting my tashmishin in my property because I can no longer build a wall wherever I want. Because maybe I'll build it in a place that inhibits, that diminishes your or. That's the chazaka and the macha'a for the Ramban on Nentes. He reads the sugya differently, how you establish the chazaka, what the macha'a is, and that's how he sidesteps that issue. Stephen, it looks like you have a question.
Yeah,
I before you even raise your hand,
I do remember that we said this. I also thought I recall that we had a reinterpretation of the Ramban and Nentes as that there was a side window that had no hezekiah coming.
Yeah, like into a chorva or something.
Yeah, and then like the,
right.
The reason why it's even a sugya is because he might stick his head out and look to the
side. Oh, interesting.
Didn't
maybe.
Like
I don't remember. I don't remember. Maybe. No, I really just don't remember. And the third thing is the Yerushalmi. So the Ramban quotes that Yerushalmi, and that someone remembered? You said, Seth, you know what?
We talked about if he answered up so well,
I thought that was in the Ramah we asked that. Right?
Would apply to both, meaning once we establish the window to be the window with no Hezekiah, then what's the Havamina why you would be allowed to build this window?
Because, yeah, so I was saying the reason you couldn't build the window.
Exactly.
So we'll figure out. Maybe there's another answer.
I don't think he said it necessarily here, but I think
right.
That's what he's referencing.
Uh huh. Looking out the side window. Okay, we'll have to get back to that. Good. Great. Great. In general, if people have things that I miss, I do encourage you filling it in. We could get it on the Chazar Shir record. It's good. Then the Yerushalmi. So like we said, the Ramban quotes this Yerushalmi. I wish I had the language. I don't remember it perfectly. But basically where, you know, the neighbor's okay with me building the window. You know, he even passes me a stone to build a window. And maybe he even starts helping me build it. And yet, the chazaka apparently doesn't stick. Because he can always say, you know, I'm joking. I was just seeing how far you would go. You know, I never really thought, you know, of course you can never keep this window. So that wouldn't be a chazaka. So the Ramban uses this as a raya. He brings this in, this is not in the Rif. The Ramban brings it as a raya that there is never chazaka behezekri. And we pointed out in Shir yesterday, actually, that it's a funny kind of, you may not doubt the raya when you first read it, but it's a funny kind of a raya. Because what does the raya sound a little bit like? The raya sounds like the guy always has an out. He always has a taina to make to defend why he didn't really ever agree to this wall or acquiesce to its presence. So what does that imply a little bit? The opposite, not that there's never chazaka v'hezekriya, but in this case, there was just always a legitimate or reasonable, you know, taich back, you know, taina back, that prevented the establishment of a chazaka. But lu yitzuyer, you had a better umdana. Yesh chazaka v'hezekriya. So we asked that question. The Ritva kind of addresses this question, but we asked this question on the Ramban yesterday. Eitan asked it. Rav Rosenzweig discussed it. How exactly is this a raya for the Ramban? I think it's important. I always like look at this very carefully. Maybe it's because I've been in the shir for so long. But like when Rav Rosenzweig says he really isn't sure. Like when Rav Rosenzweig says he really isn't sure, like he's really saying like I'm going to try to give an explanation. I've thought. I mean, in my experience, he's usually thought of the explanations that I've come up with. And he's saying, like, it is a little bit difficult, but let's try to give an explanation. So here is a case where he said, you know, I think there's a problem with the Ramban, but we're going to try to make it less problematic. But before I, you know, get to the solution for the Ramban is bringing a raya, basically where you have a bad umdina, so to speak, and there's no chazak on the hezegriya to prove that you can never have chazak on hezegriya. But maybe, you know, where you do have an umdina, a good umdina, there should be chazakah. So the Rifa kind of points out, he says, it's not because there's no chazakah on hezegriya. You know, in the case, for example, in the case on Mem Aleph, which we'll get to in a minute, where you're building, for example, where you're building the wall, this is not a window now, but you're building a wall in someone else's property, and, you know, the hezek is immediate because you've now diminished his field, you've taken away, you've been masig gvulo. So there, maybe that's where chazaka is going to work. In that type of mazik. That's not hezekriya. But in this case, the reason maybe that the umdina was no good was because you're not building in his property. You're only building a wall, a window, and you have not been mazik yet. The hezek's only going to take place. This is kind of, Gabe, what you were probably trying to say earlier. The mazik didn't take place yet. The mazik's only going to take place where you actually stare through the window. So for those reasons, the Ritva points out that maybe where there is a good umdina, it's not a raya in chazaka behezekriya in general. It's just that this was not a good umdina, like a case, for example, of being masik vulo, where you actually have hurt the other guy. Here you haven't. Here you haven't built it in his property. It's in yours. So maybe that's why there's no chazaka practically in this case. But generally speaking, maybe in other hezekriya shailas, there will be chazaka. That was the Ritva's question, basically, on the proof of the Ramban. Yeah? Some people look confused. What?
I understand what he's saying. How did that help us explain the Ramban?
That's a kasha on the Ramban. We didn't explain the Ramban yet. There's a kasha. Well, I'm going to explain the Ramban right now. Sorry. Yeah, I made it sound like I was in the process of explaining. I didn't explain it yet. Right. That's the kasha on the Ramban. How did the Ramban bring this as a raya? It seems like a raya. The Ritva is not a raya. Just a raya that is the ban umdina, but in a better umdina, you will have hezek. You will have a chazak on hezekriya. Yes, Seth.
Riva also points out the fact that you're costing money, which is another form of
that. What? Yeah, I knew I missed something actually.
The hezek of the money as well. He said that.
And a wall, you're paying half.
That you're taking his land and his money to build the wall.
Right. Apparently, he assumes in the case on Mem Aleph that he's helping you with money. He's giving you money to help build the wall.
But there, if you're putting it, it's the whole case that it's two people living next to each other. Therefore, the wall is born of them, so they're building together. So
at the window, it's all your own money.
Exactly.
So those 3 points, right. The 3 points, it's on your own property, the mazik hasn't happened yet, and the hotzos for the project only came from your...
You're saying that, aha, it's not actually, I don't actually want this, doesn't actually hurt.
Right, because, yeah, you didn't even help pay and pay for the... Exactly. And it doesn't hurt you, well, because you haven't paid anything for it.
You haven't committed anything.
To the project, exactly. Good, thank you. I knew I missed something. I appreciate that, thank you. I think one of the things I said, actually, the Sma points out, and not the Ritva. So I may have messed with other things, but that, you know, that's kind of the idea is that the umdina is limited. But had there been one, maybe there would be chazaka. So the explanation we gave for the Ramban is basically the following. And the Ritva even says, like, you know, the Sfar is not so good, the Raya is not so good, but I agree with the Ramban in principle. What's the explanation for the Ramban? The explanation is, is this really not a good umdina? Like we're saying against the Ramban, the umdina falls short, and therefore, where you have a better umdina, there will be chazaka. So in principle, maybe there is chazaka, just this is a bad case. But like, is this really a bad umdina? Like you have this back and forth, you know, you see him start building the window and you let him continue. You hand him the rock, you hand him the hammer, the screwdriver, and you let him... Then you even start helping him with the wall, going through the instructions they give, you know, with the that IKEA gives with the wall. You start helping the guy out. In all other cases, and the Ramban kind of says this, in all other cases where you know, we usually require, let's say, a certain level of umdana, we could assume that 90% of people in this case are really acquiescing to the entire thing. Why would it be that in this particular case, in the Yerushalmi, that umdana would fall short? We're shifting the question. Fundamentally, maybe the only way to explain why the umdana here, which would work in all other areas of halacha, doesn't work in this case of Hezek Re'iyah, is because you need an even stronger umdana in Hezek Re'iyah to establish a chazakah. Why would you need a stronger umdana? Because it's more offensive. It's more toxic. It's more intolerable. The default, kind of like where, you know, things would be, the status quo, the ante is upped. The need is higher. The threshold is raised. Because what you're trying to accomplish is all the more great. And so although it doesn't fully explain the Ramban, you would have wanted the Ramban to say, you know, we're not bringing this raya, because, you know, it's kind of like a chink in the armor. There's fundamentally no chazakah Hezek Re'iyah. You may, but still, the fact that the umdana would be raised may itself be connected to the fact that we're dealing with something qualitatively different in Hezek Re'iyah. But again, it's still not a full explanation. But it's what may have led the Ramban to think there's a greater umdana, which is why he pointed to the Yerushalmi in Hezek Re'iyah. Yeah, Mark.
Now just, how did we disagree with the Ritva? I mean, the Ritva said it's a bad umdana because he wasn't helping him.
The Ritva was kind of saying, in Lu Yitzur, you had a better umdana, it would work. So this is not a good raya. Ein chazaka. Okay. So we're saying, ein chanami Ritva. Okay. But why is this umdana not good enough? In all other areas of halacha, it is good enough.
What? Why do we assume it would be good enough?
It is. Meaning the Ramban refers to a bunch of cases where, like, first of all, let me say like this. It's kind of like, if anything was an umdana, like, would this not be? The guy's literally, it's just misfar. The guy's literally helping you out.
But the Rebbe's quoting cases in context.
He's finding these distinctions, but they're not necessarily so good. Like, the guy is literally helping you build a wall. Like, is that, what about that? Okay. Like, I didn't help you build my wall in your property. Okay. And just because that is a good umdana doesn't mean the umdana I have is bad.
So we're just rejecting the Ritva's.
No, we're not rejecting. We're trying to re-explain, like, the Ritva's saying you could have a better umdana. Right. The Ramban's saying, I know that, Ritva, you could have a better umdana. But, like, why do you need the better umdana?
Either way, he thinks it wouldn't. I don't know. What do you need? What do you need?
Like, why do you need a better umdana? Like, this is such a good umdana. What would you say? I mean, like,
why is he looking to bring a case with a good umdana? Why is that part of what we need? Meaning, he's trying to bring.
Who's he?
Ramban trying to bring a case. We're trying to explain
what. Ramban is bringing the Yerushalmi and saying it's a raya,
right,
that there's never chazak and hezek re'iyah.
And our question is, why is the Yerushalmi? Doesn't that imply that it's only because you have the time to back and
forth? Right.
How are we explaining?
We're saying that. In theory, the Ramban's agreeing. He's saying, if you had, you know, a neurological detection machine, right? Maybe it's true, he's saying. You know, that in theory, we are basically admitting that, yeah, you could have a chazaka in Hezek Re'iyah. Okay. But only if we had a neurological detection machine. Meaning, if a guy literally basically does everything short of telling you that I'm so excited about you building the wall, please keep it. And I'm not joking. Like, don't. Like, why would we assume that? Only if, basically, we can never trust someone at their word. They don't really understand what they're doing. Or even if they say they understand, like, we don't believe that they understand. Because what we're dealing with here is like a quality, is like any sovel. There's no way a person can't understand, like, the significance of Rosh Yevarav. A person can't understand. So even if you're literally doing everything short of the most explicit, and still we say that doesn't work, it must be because there's something deeper going on here. But in Echnami, the Ramban, it is a problem. In Echnami, the Ramban might say, you're right. Like, maybe still, if we had a way of figuring it out, we don't.
But you'd argue that in a parallel case, if it wasn't Hezek Re'iyah,
right, exactly.
If it would be motive, this would be.
Exactly, exactly.
I'm saying that's exact opposite of Ritva said. No,
exactly.
So we're going 180 degrees again.
Well, that's how these things work, right? Like, if we're trying to say the Ramban knew the Ritva's point, and yet he said it, that's exactly what we have to do.
Okay, right. I mean, the evidence in the Ritva is that, like, Dalia Tam Teperi is not.
Yeah, that's the Ritva. That's what the Ritva says. Right. The Ramban obviously didn't think that. If we believe that the Ramban could defend himself from the Ritva, I think you could always say, you know, like, you know, the Ritva came later and he figured something the Ramban didn't figure out. But, like, our job is, like, no, the Ramban is the Ramban.
I got it.
Yeah.
I think the Magi Mishnah quotes the Ramban to say that exactly, that if on the Ramban, where he says, if you help build the wall or give him the money, it's like it right away. So the Magi Mishnah says the Ramban agrees to that also. So a regular Chafetz Tzadikim.
Oh, good. Yeah, even good. Very good. Like, in theory, like, he's Moda.
He says, this one.
Which is, like, makes the question even stronger. Like, why was the Ramban bringing that as a Raya?
That's what he's saying in his paragraph. He's saying, it's not like everything else. This is Dish. I think everything else should work right now.
Fascinating, yeah. But like it makes the question stronger, but you're like, if it makes the question stronger, then like this must be the answer. You know, when you compound the question, Rose like always likes to say, when you compound the questions, like there are more and more questions, it's like so there's probably like this answer that explains all of them. You know, and he didn't just miss all these little points. Okay, any other questions? We can move on? Okay. So that's more or less the Shita of the Rif. I'm not even going back to it. We covered the Shita of the Rif and the you know, whatever, the three or four ways of explaining, okay, but why is it kikutru beis hakisig, or even worse? And why in chazaka l'nezikin does it include hezek riyah as having not being subject to chazaka? That is the Rif and his school, and the Rif school. Then the Rimigash disagrees. When we talk about this topic of yesh chazaka or ein chazaka l'hezek riyah, I'll just make this point now. It's like the two, I think Rav Elazar said this about the sugya we're doing now, of makom shenahagu lo livnos. Like even though everyone kind of weighs into the topic, the two main protagonists of yesh chazaka or ein chazaka are the Rif, who says ein, always, seems like, and the Rimigash, who says, you know, that it depends on the case. It depends on the case. So you have the Rif and the Rimigash. They're like the two paradigms. So the Rimigash agrees and says that there is chazaka, and that's basically dafnun tes. In other words, the Bepashas dafnun tes in Baba Basra was saying, in yesh chazaka to hezekriya, there is hezekriya in a cholon within arba amos, and yet, I always confuse this because it also may be because. And nevertheless, there is chazaka on the chalon.
Does that mean you can stare?
But it does not mean you can stare, as the Rimigash says explicitly.
You can have it even though sometimes you're going to look.
Exactly. That sounds like what yeah, that's, I think, how the Rimigash. The Ramah, we'll get to in a second, it sounds like if you may look sometimes, then maybe not. But the Rimigash sounds like we just assume you're not going to look, but if maybe you do, you probably would still have a chazaka. Okay? But that was like a subtle point that was like made about the Ramah and implicitly about the Rimigash. But you can have a chazaka on Hezek Riyah on the Chalav. That's Shita of the Rimigash. Ah, what about Chatzer? So he says, Eina Chanami, in a Chatzer Ashutvin, to build a wall, maybe there, there's no chazaka. There's no chazaka on the Hezek Riyah in a Chatzer. After all, again, you know, the Gemara doesn't offer that as a possible suggestion for Manda Amar Guda. It doesn't say that Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek, but you don't build a wall because there's Chazaka. Kamash Milan, because there's no Chazaka on Hezek Riyah. So he splits basically between the case of Chalon and the case of Chatzer. Let me say it like this. The Rimigash basically read the two Gemaras, you know, more or less Kipshuto. If we think the Rif's kind of question on the Gemara is legitimate, so then Daf Beis is basically saying there's no Chazaka in this case of Chatzer. And on Nuntes, Kipshuto, it sounds like there is Chazaka in the case of Chalon. The Rif did the exact opposite. The Rif said, because of my conviction almost about Daf Beis, that there's no chazak on that hezek riyah of chatzer, therefore, this is how the Rimigash quotes the Rif. Therefore, in chalon, where there's hezek riyah, there's also no chazaka. He like did the opposite of the pshuto. In other words, I think, you know, again, not I think, the Rimigash is saying, you find that there could be chazak on hezek riyah, that's a mefurish gemara and intes. What about dab beis? Okay, you could be mechalik between, you know, a chalon and a chatzer, which is what we're going to talk about in a second, is why would you be mechalik? But the Rif was saying, like almost against the kipshuto, the Rimigash says what I'm saying right now. He says almost against dafnun tes, because he was so convinced about that, like, diuk almost, on daf beis, he like reread the case of chalon to be not a case of hezagriya, and instead force the Ramban, you know, the loyal Talmud, to come up with a way of resolving the Gemara on Nintes, to not be about hezagriya, the Pashtus. Again, I have these two opposite perspectives about how to take the primary evidence, but as I pointed out, it's not enough. The evidence is probably not enough, so it sounds like it's really their perspective on hezagriya, which again is why this makes it such a good topic to study, you know, right after the general Hagdama to hezagriya. So why does Chazaka not work in Chatzer? It works in Chalon. Why does it not work in the case of Chatzer Hashetvin, of building the Kosel, to let them just keep living that way? So the Rimigash, this is how I'm going to present the Rimigash. The Rimigash presents three factors. Again, so far we've discussed the Rif, you know, Vechule, and now we're moving on to the Rimigash, who is Mechalik between cases of Hezagriya. The Rimigash says that you could be Mechalik and limit the Chazaka effectiveness to Chalon because there's something else going on in Chatzer. There are three factors. Number one, and I'm saying it in the order that he says it. Number one is that in Chatzer, it's Hezeka. This is how Rav Rosenzweig explained the Rimigash. That it's Hezeka Kavua. That in a Chatzer, the Hezagriya is Kavua, and therefore, there's going to be no chazaka. I'll explain the factors more and why it would be that these kind of lead to no chazaka. The second one is because they're mazikin zeh et zeh, as opposed to it being unilateral where only one person, like in Chalon, is mazik the other guy. Here, both, you know, previous shutvim, now shchenim, are being mazik each other by living in an open courtyard without a wall. So therefore, that's another reason to distinguish Chatzer from Chalom. And number three, because in terms of building the Chazaka, in Chalon, you did a Maisa of creating the Chalon, a Psichas HaChalon, and you need a Maisa in order to establish a Chazaka, but in Chatzer, what's your Chazaka? That we lived like this for such a long time together, must be we were okay with it. So it was more memela. You didn't know Maisa to create the Chazaka, but it was more memela. You know, notwithstanding the case, right, of the Ramah, where you had a wall in the Chatzer, and you broke down the wall. You know, you did do a Maisa to generate a Metzius of Hezagriya. But instead, what the Rimigash is saying is, you're living in an open field, Minastam, so you're living in an open field and living without a wall. You know, you didn't do a Maisa. Without a Maisa, it's just memela. You can't get a chazaka, but in Chatzer, in Chalon, you did do a Maisa, and that gives you chazaka. Yeah. Right, like, yeah. I made this point before, but like, in theory, the Rimigash is open, almost, maybe, to chazaka of the Hezagriya in Chatzer. It's like the opposite of the Rif, who's like never open to a point that he'll reread, you know, things in a different way. But in theory, as long as maybe the conditions were there, the Rimigash in theory is open to saying that. So he's mechalik. There are more or less three ways you could understand why the Rimigash is mechalik between the cases. Let's say vis-a-vis his machlokes with the Rif. One way is to say that he's in total disagreement with the Rif. Yesh, fundamentally, the Rif said, Ein Chazaka Behezekriya. And the Rimigash saying, fundamentally, Yesh Chazaka Behezekriya. But Chatzer shiny. In Chatzer, you just don't have the conditions or the circumstances to establish a Chazaka. The second approach is to say that he agrees fundamentally, though. That's one approach. Very simple, easy way of approaching it. And Chatzer, the reason that there's no Chatzer is technical. It doesn't tell us anything about Hezagriya fundamentally. But just for technical reasons, again, in this the first way of understanding the Rimigash, you wouldn't be able to have a Chazaka in this case of Chatzer. The second approach is to say fundamentally, really, the Rimigash does agree, Ein Chazaka Behezagriya. Gabe, we're going to get to something, if you're still with us, we're going to get now to something maybe you were also alluding to earlier, But if fundamentally in Chazaka Bazagriya, there could be one or two reasons, and this is now two and three, there could be one or two reasons if you say fundamentally ain, but to explain the distinction. One way is to say fundamentally ain Chazaka, I'm just going to say this quickly because it's not going to matter so much. It's just important to be aware of the possibility. There's never, 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 never Chazaka on Hezekiah. Okay, what about Chalon? Why is there Chazaka in Chalon? Like Chalon shiny? Because you're never even, the Chazaka that you get is not on Hezekiah. The Chazaka that you get is on opening a window. But just because I open the window, that is not, I have not yet done anything that is directly connected to Hezekiah itself. I'm trying to get Chazaka basically on, you know, a davar sheyeshbo Hezekiah. On Hezekiah itself. Not a davar, on Hezekiah itself. But by opening a window, okay, I have a Chazaka on the window. But I don't have Chazaka on the Hezekiah of the window. So there it's divorced, basically, what Rosenzweig was suggesting, enough from the Hezekiah that maybe, even if you hold there's never Chazaka on Hezekiah, just we look at, we perceive the Chalon, this is kind of Gabe, I think what you were alluding to, we perceive the Chalon just as like a different sort of thing. We kind of suggested this, Josh Appel suggested this, and Rosenzweig quoted it yesterday, for the Rabbeinu Yonah, which we'll get to later. Also why Rabbeinu Yonah thinks that there is... Yeah, we suggested Rabbeinu Yonah also. We'll get to Rabbeinu Yonah. That's one way. More likely, that's not really what we wanted to say in Rimigash. More likely... Yeah, hey.
If that's the case, then what was Rimigash's point in the three factors?
Well, same thing that we're going to say for the next explanation of Rimigash. That he's, those factors are really explaining why there's fundamentally no Chazaka for Hezekiah. You're saying basically he should have been more explicit. He should have been more explicit about why in Chalon there is than why in Chaser there isn't.
It's one thing to say that those three.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you. I agree with you. I agree with you. I'm not even going to try to defend this. It's just, in theory, it's possible. Yeah, Seth.
Those three could just be like lopped off, and these are just problems with getting a Chazaka.
Exactly.
Lopped off of reasons why he should be able to get in Chalon.
Right. And he, like, if that's what he was really, that was his chiddush, he probably should have told us why in Chalon.
Like, not lobbed off the thing, because I mean, like, trying to figure out all three combined, so according to that understanding, he's just listing a bunch of issues with Chatzir.
Right.
Happens to be in Chalon, those aren't issues, but that's still not the reason why Chalon.
No, but if they're not issues in Chalon, then...
I mean, according to his opinion, you'd still not be able to get a Chazaka.
The problem is that already sounds like, that already sounds like fundamentally there's Chazaka in Chalon, as opposed to just saying that Chalon's not even about Hezekiah.
I'd still say that there is no Chazaka in Chalon, and the reason why there's no Chazaka, even if those three reasons don't apply, is because those three reasons are lopped off, but they're just a list of problems. Even if you get rid of all the problems, fundamentally there still is no Chazaka. But the reason why there is Chazaka in Chalon is because that's referring to...
Yeah, right, but once you say that, then you have nothing in the Rimigash. Then you have no explanation of why there's no Chazaka in Hezekiah, fundamentally, or why there technically is Chazaka in Chalon. Yeah, but like it's kind of like it's like Ikra Chasim and a Sefer. Like he doesn't say anything to contradict it, but like you want, like he's here saying he's Shita. You expect him to say what a Shita is. Okay, that's one. The other way that we were discussing in the Rimigash, that fundamentally Ein Chazaka for Hezekiah, but you know, shiny Chalon shiny is basically to be mechalik. That not all Hezekiahs are treated equally. That there's a qualitative hierarchy and there are qualitative distinctions to make between different forms and types of Hezekiah itself. That maybe the nature of Hezekiah in Chalon, in Chatzer, I'll say, is of the one to treat Kikutro Beis Hakise, but the nature of Hezekiah in Chalon just doesn't, you know, in a Chanami, it's Shmei Hezek, but it doesn't reach the threshold of Hezek Re'ia, Shmei Hezek Kikutro Beis Akisei and Ein Chazaka Linizakin. Ah, okay. But like, so what are those distinctions? Like, what are those two types of Hezek Re'ia? And why is it stronger in Chatzer than it is in Chalon? So now that gets basically, there are things you can say. Again, we already said a couple of things, right? Like, let's be actively engaged with the material. We already said reasons why in some cases, why in Chazaka, in Hezek Re'ia, fundamentally. We said things like, you know, Tadir and Kavua. We said things like Chavala, Gidar and Shel Yisrael. So it could be that, like, that's what you have only in Chatzer, but you just don't have that for good reason, for whatever reason, in Chalom. But basically the idea is that you could be, as opposed to treating it like all or nothing in the Rif, you know, there's just, all Hezek Re'ia is the same, and all of them are so bad, or of a certain nature, that there's no Chazaka, you can say, well, maybe even within Hezek Re'ia itself, like, you have some which are yes and some which are no. And that's maybe the Rimigash. So the way we try to figure this out, but we also did kind of like really creative analysis in the Rimigash with, is we looked back to the factors that could have been interpreted, this is a meta point, that could have been interpreted as just technical points, you know, why technically Chatzer is different, and instead understood those factors to the extent that we could as being fundamental points that reflect on the nature of the Hezek Re'ia in Chatzer. Everyone get that point? I'm gonna say it, you know, in different ways as I go, but the idea basically is there's two ways, like it's like a nafkamina, let's say, in how to read the Rimigash. A nafkamina how to read Rimigash is like also how do you understand the factors that the Rimigash mentions to be machalik between the cases. In other words, if you're in the first approach, this is like a funny way of doing this, but if you're within the first approach of the Rimigash, the Rimigash is really saying that fundamentally Yesh Chazaka, but technically Chatzer is different. Technically, you just don't have what you need to establish Chazaka. So the way you're going to look at the factors is as follows. You know, one is, you know, Chatzer, they're mazikin, zeh. So you just don't know, this is how the Rush says it. You just don't know, basically, that either party is really okay with the continued living conditions of no wall. Why don't you know? How do you know? How could you not know? Because each guy could basically say, like, no, I really don't like this. But the only reason I didn't cause any trouble is because I'm doing the same thing to you. In other words, it's a bad umdina, or it's a chazaka on faulty premise. If you read the Rimigash the first way. So you read that factor as being totally technical. We just can't figure out, you know, what's going on in people's minds. So there's not, that would be no chazaka. Or, you know, another, how you would read my, the best one is, you know, Maisa and Mamela, you'd say, in a chanami, like, there could be chazaka, but you know, you need a Maisa to have a chazaka, and you just don't have that in Chatzer. You have it in Psicha Zachalon, you open the window. But in Chatzer, you're just living together that way, default kind of living, so that you didn't do anything to give yourself a chazaka. And then you'd also see Kavua and Tadir, you know, technical also. You know, like, it's happening all the time. It's like kind of like an any sovel nezek zeh. It's like even if the guy really, in theory, is okay with it, it's just like, okay, but he can always change his mind. Like, this is something really a big deal. Like, it's possible that I really thought I could handle this, but I can't. So therefore, ein chazaka and a chatzer, because it's happening so much, and it's so intolerable. It's hard to deal with. So you'd see that factor practically too. So I mean, chatzer is just different. That would be kind of like the way you'd read the factors. It's like the nafkamina, right? This is the way you read the factors. If you took the Rimigash as saying fundamentally yesh chazaka, fundamental machlokes with the Rif, and chatzer for technical reasons, shiny. How would you read? Yeah.
I feel like the first two things, I'm not sure if those are conflicted with each other, because I feel like the first two things are saying that there's not enough of an umdana, which means that he's really a...
Yeah, so we're saying there's not really enough of an umdana either, because he can always say, and he may have always really felt, like, He was never really fully committed to letting this happen.
I feel like I should say that once you tell me that he's not protesting just because the other
right,
it's okay because I'm doing it to the other guy also. But it's still something that's so problematic that you would think that he would protest anyways.
Yeah, but then okay, you're asking Kasha on the Rush too.
It's just because they
go anyone who says it that way.
It's because they go in different directions. One says it's so bad that it shouldn't even be a chazaka, and the other one says that we're not even so sure if he even cares about this then.
No, we're not saying it's so bad. We're just saying we just can't figure really out. Like, the guy never... the guy never really, you know, is okay with this. It's like almost like an umdana that like the guy's not really okay. So we're saying the same thing here, like the guy's really not okay. He's just only not saying anything because he's doing the same thing to the other guy.
The Maisa
one is even better. The Maisa is just, you just couldn't, La Maisa, you couldn't establish a Chazaka.
Why can't you establish a Chazaka?
Because you need to do a Maisa.
Why? I thought the whole idea of a Maisa is that it needs to be, there's no proof that he wasn't okay with it.
No, that's not about Umdana. That's like, Chazaka is to make a Chazaka, you have to do something. A status quo is not a Chazaka. It's kind of like, it's a bigger question about like, what do you need basically to have a Chazaka?
I've always understood that a Maisa is something that garners protests. A Maisa is something
That could be also. I'm fine with that also.
You can only establish a raya.
I'm fine with that too. That's the same thing though. You just can't prove that the guy was okay with it here because you've been living the same way and without any initiation or any action. Okay.
You shouldn't necessarily need initiation if it's something that's so... That's so
we're not, but it's not. It's not so bad. Yesh, fundamentally, yesh chazaka. That's a
kriya. No, but the third one is saying since it's kavua, it happens all the time. It's
no, like, it would just because any sovel... No, the way we're understanding that factor... within this perspective of the Rimigash, is by saying Eini Sovel. It's not because it's so, it's not that bad. It's not like it's fun, it's a different kind of Nezikin. It's just that like Lemaisa, you know, with this kind of a thing, I mean, I guess we're saying it's bad, it's worse than other things, but saying it's just because of the nature of this Hezek, we just can't figure out if like the guy is really serious and all in and committal, you know, or non-committal, meaning on the Nezek. But yes, I hear what you're saying. I think actually what you're saying, I don't want to like take too much time from people, but I think actually what you're saying like is part of the tension here. It's like some of the factors are easier to explain the first way you read the Rimigash, and some factors are easier to explain the second way you read the Rimigash. So let's get to the second way you read the Rimigash. The other way of reading the Rimigash, leaving aside, you know, the middle one, or whatever, two, if you want to call it, is to say that really... You know, there hezekria is a fundamentally different thing, but there are just different kinds of hezekria. So what he's then saying about chatzer is that chatzer is a fundamental hezekria, which is qualitatively different. It's kikutro beis hakise. You're unable. You just can't build a chazaka. You just can't have a chazaka. On something as intolerable and toxic as hezekria of chatzer. But the hezekria of chalon is just not that bad. So why is the hezekria of chalon in the notch above, you know, in a plane above other hezekrias, let's say, the hezekria of chalon? So we went right back to those same factors in the Rimigash, you know, in the order, I guess, of the ones that are the easier ones to explain. In chatzer, it's hezeka kavua. Maybe it's tadir. The idea is there's like a degree of like, this is what Stephen was saying before, of like relentlessness. You know, and there's no respite from it. It's not just that, you know, the guy's going to be doing it so frequently, and like it becomes to a point for me where like it's very difficult. It's that when you have a kind of hezek that is consistent, it becomes part of the fabric of, you know, like the status quo. So that relentlessness, that lack of respite, you know, transforms and totally upgrades the kind of hezek that you're dealing with. It's like a kutra, it becomes almost like, let's say like this. It's like a quality of life issue. It's not just like, you know, every so often maybe he'll damage me and the damage will be really intense. It just becomes something, it's like you've changed the fabric of, you know, to make it like an intolerable environment. That kind of hezek ria, it's just, there's no chazaka on that kind of a thing. That's different again, by the way, than saying Isser or Gedar and Shei Yisrael or even Chavala. Right? And then if also they're mazikin zedzeh, let's go to the other factor. If they're mazikin zedzeh, so Rav Rozek was saying, you know, mazikin zedzeh, it's like, it's not just like a unilateral, one person's doing it to the other, he's perpetrating, he's violating, he's trespassing. It's just like, you know, he used some of this terminology. It's kind of like there's no sheriff, it's like the Wild West, where like there's just no rules. It's like such a toxic environment, living in a chatzar without a wall, breathing and being on your fellow, there's like almost no privacy. It's basically like a public property. So that's just like so bad. That's so intolerable. It's like not even treating hezek ria with any respect, it's no regard in the world for people's privacy. When there's no regard for people's privacy, that's actually worse. He did point out that that could make it different and better. But sticking to the Rimigash is Shita for now, because that will explain more when we talk about Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rashba in the sugya we're doing now. Sticking now, the idea of Mazik and Zedzeh, it's like an all-out war, you know, just pistols and eyes and daggers shooting back and forth. That is just like a Hezekiah that nobody can sustain. Fundamentally, in Chazaka, it's like the fumes of the Beis HaKiseh and you know, the gas of the Kutcha, whatever it is, you know, that it's too much. It's like a different kind of Hezek. So in theory, there are these two ways of understanding the Rimigash's decision to split Chatzer and Chalon, whether fundamentally Hezekiah is a type of Hezek where Yesh Chazaka, or fundamentally Hezekiah, like the Rif, is something where there's Ein Chazaka, but that there are different kinds of Hezekiah. And then basically, the Rimigash, if the Rimigash is really that way, it's hard to know, just the way the Rimigash has the factors, then like the job is to kind of go through all the different Hezekiahs and figure out which ones are of the level of Chatzer, of Ein, where there's no Chazaka, and which is of the level of Yesh Chazaka, just more innocuous like Chalon. Even though, again, in all, we're still saying Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek. We're just saying that there are levels and a hierarchy of Shmei Hezek. The difficult part in the Rimigash is the Maiso Mamela factor. For those who understand what I mean, that's just a little bit harder to understand as a qualitative. That sounds more like in whether or not you're Lamaisa building a Chazaka, or you can build it, you can make it. Doesn't sound like, you know, if when there is a Maisa, it's less Hezekiah, and when it's Mamela, you know, there's more. It doesn't sound so much that way. Although Stephen kind of was saying some things that, okay, fine. That's how we're gonna leave it like that. So just so that, like, we have this down, so there are people that take the Rimigash in the practical perspective. And how do we know they take it practically? So this is really good. It's like we kind of said there are two ways of reading the Rimigash. This is like an analytical point, right? And the two ways of reading it, the Rimigash, also connect to how you understand them, interpret the factors themselves. So basically, if we now go and look in the Rishonim and Achronim, but how they interpreted the factors, we'll be able to know how they understood the Rimigash, or whoever's like the Rimigash. If we find that people interpret the factors as being just technical points inhibiting the ability to have a chazaka, so then they understood the Rimigash that way, as being more technical, but fundamentally Yesh. If we see them kind of ignoring all the factors, or treating all the factors as one, and it being really about the quality of the Hezekiah, then that's how they would have interpreted the Rimigash, or like let's just say the Sugya, you know, more generally. So people who interpret the Rimigash practically, we said, you know, this is for your list of Shitos, is like, you know, the Ravid, the Rush, the Mukhe Yosef. I'm blending a little bit, like the Rambam discussion and the Rimigash discussion, because the same thing that the same two ways of reading the Rimigash, I'm jumping a little bit ahead, is the same two ways you can understand the Psakim of the Rambam. The Rambam also splits, like the Rimigash, between the cases of Chatzer and Chalo. So the people who understand, let's just say, the Rimigash and the Rambam technically, because you could, it's a little bit more ambiguous, is like, you know, like I said, the Ravid, the Magen Mishnah, the Kesef Mishnah maybe, and then for sure on the Rimigash, it's like the way the Rush and the Nimukhe Yosef quote the factors, they seem to think it's all like technical, like you just can't know if the guy is really okay with it, you just don't know if you really do have a Chazaka here. Bein Chanami, if you could know, it would be a Chazaka. You know, that's how they read it practically. Those who read it fundamentally, either, let me say like this, they read the Rimigash this way, or just they themselves, you know, since it's less clear in the Rimigash, they themselves hold, you know, that there's a fundamental split in different kinds of Hezekiah, some which are fundamentally Ein, some which are fundamentally Yesh, is the Shita of the Rambam and the Rama. Do we have 10 here? I like don't want to go too late, but 3, 4, 5, 6. Oh, we do have 10. Okay, I'm going to try to finish before. No, but if we don't, we'll be able to do mincha here. I'm trying to do a lot of sugyas at once and like getting as many details too. So, you know. So even if it's not the Rimigash, so let's step a little bit away from the Rimigash for a second, even if it's not the Rimigash, it's definitely the Rambam and the Rama who are contemporaries of each other. You know, after the let's say the Rimigash. The Rambam is in three places. The Rambam is in Beis Yudalid, in Zayin Vav, and in Yud Aleph Dalid. And what happened kind of with the interpretation of the Rambam, you know, how we interpret it, how the Mefarshim interpret it, is like a great, you know, example of like the methodological point. You have this chiluk, and the chiluk and theoretically could be understood in fundamentally like one of two ways. And you kind of have that kind of happen, not only with the way we're approaching the Rimigash, and maybe how some approach the Rimigash, but it also happens in, you know, Perush HaRambam. Like the Rambam just kind of splits them up. He doesn't have anything, I would say, you know, like in totally incriminating. He doesn't have anything where it's like clearly one way or another, explicitly, let's say, more implicit. So you can go in the Rambam also in one of two directions. The way that, you know, the Nosei Kalim really seems to have understood the Rambam is that he really held like the position of the, that he really held like the position that there is always a chazakah in Hezek Re'iyah, but just that in Chatzar, where it's Mamela, or, you know, Mazikin, Zeh, something like that, just a Maisa, you won't be able to get your chazakah, but like, if you had a better chazakah, then it would work, it would be effective. But Rav Rosenzweig suggested, from the language, let's say, point A, the language, especially in Beis Yudalid, and the fact that the Rambam, I would say, Stam, just is mechalek and doesn't ever himself say any of these factors, you know, that could have been interpreted technically, that the Rambam's saying what he says in under all circumstances. The Rambam's saying what he's saying fundamentally, which is why he doesn't explicate anymore. He's saying, Hezek Riyashmeh Hezek, V'yesh Chazaka, V'ein Chazaka, sorry, B'chatzer, fundamentally. But by Chalon in Zayin Vav, again, without, it just sounds like yesh chazaka. There is chazaka, despite it being seeming like to be like it's a case of where there is hezek ria from the chalom. And then again, obviously, it's just important that the Rambam seems to treat hezek ria b'makom shetzarich kosel mechitza. He treats that like kutra ubeis hakisei, the group, you know, the elite group in Yud Aleph, Perek Yud Aleph, and then in Yud Aleph Dalid, where there's just no chazakah ever for those kinds of things because of like how, let's say, intolerable. Just leave it at that for now, intolerable they are. So the language especially, I'll bring this out, Rav Rosenzweig pointed out, in Beis Yudal, when the Rambam is speaking about the case of our Mishnah, two people live together, either there is a din chaluka, or there's no din chaluka, this is Beis Yudalid. One can for, and they agree, let's say, in the case where there's no din chaluka, to break up, dissolve the partnership. One can force his fellow, his neighbor, to build a wall. Why? He says in this exact language. It's like he's saying the halacha. Shehezek re'iya shmei hezek. Hezek re'iya. All hezek re'iya. Shmei hezek. It's like he's talking about the whole ganza thing. Ve'ein lo chazaka b'chatzer. Hezek re'iya shmei hezek. And there's no chazaka b'chatzer. It's tied to the hagdara of hezek re'iya shmei hezek. And he was pointing out like the awkwardness in the language. As if to say that because of what Hezekri is in Shmei Hezek, at least Bechatzer, I'm like trying to whisper it, I have a loud voice, but at least Bechatzer, Ein Lo Chazaka. Like because of that nature of the Hezekri and Chatzer. So therefore you could always be Kofen, and he never gives another reason. He just kind of says there's no Chazaka. So why are we to assume that it's because technically you just couldn't do it? It sounds like never, no matter what you did. Even if you had a wall, I'll add, and you broke down the wall. It sounds like you could never have Chazaka v'hezek ria in Chatzer. By Cholen, it sounds like you could. The Tor, this is another, you know, kind of another point, but it brings out the sheet of the Rambam. The Tor actually amazingly understood the Rambam to be like the Rif. Not like the Rimigash, but in Chazaka v'hezek ria. And they're all wondering, like, didn't you read the Rambam Tor? Like the Kesef Mishnah asks, the Beis Yosef asks, like, didn't you read the Rambam? How could it be that there's no chazaka, that you can say that there's never chazaka in Hezek Re'iyah? What about Zayin Vav? So the Kesef Mishnah gives try to give answers. It's very inspiring. Like instead of just saying the Bach says, like Ta'o Sofer, But like instead of saying Tal Sofer, like they really, this is the gears that they had. They're going to try to explain as best as they can, like what the tour might have been mean, what the, you know, what the tour meant. So the Kesef Mishnah says, you know, the tour saw. I'll say it like this: the tour saw basically Beis Yudalid, which is funny, right? Like Hezek Riyashmei Hezek Ve'Ein Lo Chazaka the Chatzer, and said, oh, you know, there's never Chazaka BeHezek Riyah. That's why the Torah said, V'chein kasev Rambam to the Rif. Never fundamentally chazak of Hezekria. But it's like an interesting thing. You know, it's like, Zayin Vav always existed. Like, did the Torah miss that Rambam? So we tried to explain, like, this would only be, whatever you say, it's for sure a problem. But you would only, like, read Beis Yadalid and then impose it across the board on all Hezekrias if you think that we're saying a fundamental comment about chazaka and Hezekria. You just wouldn't say, you wouldn't make that mistake if you thought the Rambam's point was like, because technically you just don't have the conditions in Chatzer. Because then who's to say that in other cases, let's say in Chalon, where you do have the conditions, that it shouldn't work. So he's saying, even the Torah's mistake, the way the Kesef Mishnah is understanding it, you wouldn't say, unless you read the Rambam in this second way, in this qualitative distinction between types of Hezekriya ways, you wouldn't even have made that mistake. The Bach, again, gives two answers to this question. We just said the Kesef Mishnah with Rav Rosenzweig's, you know, additional commentary. Then the second, the Bach gives two answers. One, it was just a mistake. But the other explanation he gives is that the Rambam actually was saying the Shita of the Rif. Zayin Vav isn't talking about a case. The Zayin Vav case where we say there is Chazaka isn't talking about a case where there's Hezek Ria. It's a case like, you know, the Ramban, maybe Ukimta, Anintes. So that's the same case the Rambam is speaking about. That's why there's Chazaka. But if it was a case, there's a window where there is Hezekria, you know, regular case of window, so then it wouldn't be Hezekria. There's never Hezekria in there's never Chazaka in Hezekria. And how do you read, you know, like Beis Yudalid, Bechatzer, and Yudalid, Yud Aleph Dalid? I don't know. I think, like, it is interesting. The Rambam seems to make a big deal about, you know, Chatzer and Mechita, and what you need a Mechita. Okay.
The Rambam is saying the same thing. According to the Bach, the Rambam is saying the same thing as the Ramban, that it's just Chazaka on the or, but not on the...
That's what he's saying. That's exactly what he's saying, yeah. That's how he would read Zayin Vav, exactly. He's rereading Zayin Vav. Zayin Vav is not a case of Hezekria, it's a case of or, yeah.
Not a case of Hezekria structurally?
At all. Like, how you got the Chazaka, I mean it.
There's still a window there. You could still look through it.
No, but then if you... The question is if you had enough, if it's enough Hezekria. If it was, then you couldn't keep the wall. That's the whole point. You don't have a chazaka on that. You only have a chazaka on the or. But for the Hezekria, Shebo, of course you don't. Although, if that's this more solid question of like, are you going to look? If you could potentially look, so then do you have, do you not have? Interesting question. The Prisha gives a different explanation. He also tries to, you know, I guess bring the Rambam closer to the Rif because of the Torah. But he says, basically, he comes up with a new case of a Chalon. He says that Chalon, there are two types of Chalonos. There's a big window where there's really Hezekria, and then there's a smaller window which has Hezekria, but it's just not as bad. Or there are two levels of Hezekria, corresponding to two types of chalon, massive chalon and smaller chalon. The case the Rambam I'm speaking about in Zayin Vav is the smaller chalon, which is why you have chazak on the Hezekria. Or it's not like the Ukimta of the Ramban. It is a case of Hezekria, and that's actually how the Rambam sounds. Like there's Hezekria in the chalon in Zayin Vav. But the Rambam would agree in a bigger window there is no chazaka because that's Hezeko Tadir and Kavua. There you can like even look through to the side. It's such a big window, you see the whole guy's property. So that, in that case, he would agree, Ein Chazaka, the Hezek Ria. Just that in this case, it's a smaller Hezek Ria, which by the way would put the Rambam kind of like in a, you know, in a third group, where, you know, there's a qualitative distinction, not between Chatzer and Chalon, but between two types of Chalonos. He actually even goes further and says, like, maybe the Ramban would agree too. Maybe the Ramban would also be moda that in a smaller chalon, where there's less Hezek Ria, there actually would be Chazaka. Like, Like, he's so enamored by, like, his explanation of the Rambam. Like, maybe if you're a fundamentally Ein Chazaka, the Hezek Riya person, it's only in the big window where it's like the big Hezek Riya. But maybe in a smaller window, you wouldn't. It's fascinating. So those are a couple of ways of explaining the Rip. But Rav Rosen was just saying that you wouldn't really come onto many of these things, and the Torah would have never made the mistake if we didn't understand the Rambam as saying something fundamental about Hezek Riya, Ein Chazaka LeHezek Riya at minimum B'chatzer. That's the sheet of the Rambam. Then the Ramah basically suggests, if anybody wants to go, you definitely can. If we have a minion, that would be very helpful, at least for me, for afterwards. But obviously it's 2:27, so if anybody needs to go, I totally understand. So the Ramah says, what?
Can you finish for sure by 3?
Oh, yeah. I have just this page left. Okay. The Ramah suggests, I'll finish by 2:45. B'li neder. The Ramah suggests that, I'm going to skip some of the details of the Ramah. We spent a good amount of time discussing some of the details of the Ramah. One of the cool things the Ramah says is, like, the way he explains the Tadir factor is not only that it's like relentless and constant, but that it's almost like a default. Meaning, as opposed to being just like on you all the time and you never have a break, it's like when you're just walking around and like the default Messias, I kind of mixed a couple of things, but like you have a default Messias. It's like a default automatic Hezek Riya, as opposed to a Hezek Riya which you need to initiate. You know, even one which is relentless, but it's more episodic. You know, so the way the Ramah says it is like the factor of Tadir is like a default automatic Hezek Riya, and like the quality then of the Hezek Riya obviously is up to, you know, a major level, because you're not like choosing to invade. That's like Kutra Ubeis Hakise. He considers Hezek Riya to be like Kutra Ubeis Hakise also. He, even before the Ramban, mentions the factor of Mata Minei Tzara Legufe, that Hezek Riya is not just like, you know, you're really affecting the guy's, you know, who he is, his dignity, his person, maybe psychologically, but it's Tzara Legufe, this notion of Tzar. And he has his Lashon, therefore, Lo Kaimei Chazaka. Just can't have Chazaka on that kind of case. But he's mechalek, again, between chatzer and chalom. But more than that, he even goes further. Besides those tzara, legufe, and kutra, he, like the Rashba, makes it a matter not of mamon, but of isra. He says, you're being machzik b'isura. He quotes the pasuk of Vayares Yisrael, and that chazaka, there's no chazaka li'isurin. You can be machzik on an isur. And Hezek Riya, basically, case of Chatzer, you're doing an Isser by living the way you're living. No chazaka on that. Bayar es Yisrael. This is a matter of Isser, not of Mamnus. So it's not the Ramban Sara the Gufi, it's not the Rashba. You know, how could the Nizak Gedarin Shel Yisrael? Like, the Nizak doesn't have the right to waive that. Like, Ein Adam Mochel Al Ra. This is Isura. You just, the Mazik can't have a chazaka on something which is prohibited. Formally, it doesn't stand up in court or in, you know, objective law. And he adds, because he quotes Vayaris Yisrael as the Isser, the Mishnah, so then he adds more cases, like all the cases of the Mishnah now, Pesach, Keneged Pesach, and Gagim, Asuyin, Ladira. He adds all those cases, basically, and says, those are Isura also, and those, by the way, wouldn't have Chazaka either. They're all in the group of qualitatively, problematic Hezek Riya. Okay, I'm going to skip one of the points that, you know, Stephen and I were talking about on the side in the Ramah. But then in the Ramah and Reish Pei, that's all in Chaval. If the Ramah and Reish Pei talks more about the Isser, and he makes the point of why, how do we know that there's no Mechila, basically, and no Chazaka on Hezek Riya? So he basically says that if it were the case that you could be Mochel, why would Bilam be applauding, you know, the tzanua efforts of Klal Yisrael? There, you know, none of their tents were facing one another, the openings of the tents. So what do we, like, let's say they were mochel. Like, they couldn't have lived, like, you know, with Pesach, Keneged Pesach, and that wouldn't be something, like, someone's a bad guy for being mochel on what's his. Why would Bilam only applaud them for being, living this way? Like, maybe they were mochel. She says, because apparently you can't be mochel on it. This is Yisura. It's niusa de nashi, it's niusa in general. And therefore, there's no mechila. But he makes the other cool point, which is that if his source really is the Mishnah for the Isser, is really the Mishnah on Daf Samach, then chalon keneged chalon is also part of that. It's also Isser. So why can you be mochel on chalon? Why should there be chazaka, basically, on psichas achalon or on chalon keneged chalon, which he thinks there is? So the Rif would have said at this point, like, that's amazing. Like, exactly, chalon keneged chalon in the Mishnah is an Isser, and therefore there should be no chazaka, but the Ramah wants, like, to have his cake and eat it too. He wants to say, there is an Isser, but still you can be machzik. There's an Isser chachila to do it, but because it's, like, of a lesser quality, therefore you can have chazaka. I'm not going to get into what that lesser quality is. That's what he speaks about that I'm skipping. But therefore you have chazaka. In this context, I just want to bring up, that's more or less the sheet of the Ramah, where he says that there's differences between kinds of hezekriya, although, even though, in terms of the quality, and therefore the ability to have chazaka, but the Isser of Ayar Es Yisrael from Bilam equally applies to all those cases. Within this context, I want to bring up the discussion we had on the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch paskins that you could have chazaka and psichas hachalon, but he says that not, that he says, but as long as it's not chalon keneged chalon and pesach keneged pesach. The Shulchan Aruch paskins is in Kufn and Dalet Gimel. Says mechila will work, but you can't have pesach keneged pesach. The Ramah quotes two deos. The Ramah says that you cannot have chazaka, basically, in pesach keneged pesach, but he quotes two deos, whether or not you could have a chazaka in chalon keneged chalon. One day, the first day is that you cannot. And the other one is that you could, two deos, whether you could have a chazaka in Pesach, keneged Pesach, or chalon, keneged chalon. The Ramah obviously is the one who says you could have chazaka in chalon, keneged chalon. So the Sma explained, why is there no chazaka in any of these cases, in these Pesach, keneged Pesach, chalon, keneged chalon cases? He says because of Bilam, he quotes, it's amazing, right? Like the Ramah, he quotes the Pasuk, by Yisrael, because of Isser, there's no chazaka on Isura. And then, but then there is a Sma takes it a step further. The Sma takes it a step further and says, if this is all true, that we're dealing with Hezekria, which is just so bad, such a different kind of Hezek, that there's no Chazaka, this says there's no Mechila, even if you have Edim, that there was a Mechila, it doesn't work. He says, I'll go even further, and even if you have a Shtar or a Kinyan to the Mechila, it doesn't work. And this is where I just want to make the quick point, I won't be able to go into it now, about that it's a kind of an additional, like a step beyond everything we're discussing about Mechila and Kinyan and Shtar. Even if you say that there's no Stam, there's no Chazaka in a Hezek Riyah, it's a certain level, so that it still could be that the issue of Mechila and Shtar and Kinyan is an additional question. You can still maybe have, even where, you know, the Hezek Riyah is so bad, you might still be able to be Mochel or with Kinyan, you know, change that, and, you know, continue living, let's say, with what may have been or could have been interpreted as Hezekria, but now is not. I apologize for not going more into that. Like, after all, if we're really so sure about the Rambam, but the Rambam still says, you know, that Kinyan will work. You know, and Kutro Beis Akisa, even though Ein Chazaka L'Nizak, and there's a discussion, maybe there's a next level, because you can change maybe the situation and the assumptions about what you're dealing with, commit yourself to a new reality with these, like, next level. Ienichanami, chazaka is the way. Hezekria is what it is. There's no chazaka because of what Hezekria. But when you're doing something in addition, mechila, you know, or shtar v'kinyan, that might change it. But the Sma assumes it's all one question. If it's Isura, and therefore no chazaka, there's also going to be no mechila, no shtar v'kinyan. But then he says something else. That's for the Manda Amar, that there's never chazaka by any of the Hezekria cases. What about the man d'amar holds that there is a chazaka on chalon keneged chalon? What does he hold? What about Isura? So we said for the Ramah, great, you have your cake and eat it too. There can be a case where there's an Isser, but there's a hierarchy. Tznusa d'nashi is the most, you know, the highest. Then you have other kinds. You can have a hierarchy. So even if in some cases of Hezekriya, chazaka, in other cases not, they might still all be Isura. So the Sma kind of is asking the same question. How could you have chazaka in chalon keneged chalon if after all there's isura? Just because he says, if you hold that there's chazaka in chalon keneged chalon, it's because the isur is different. It's not an objective isur, but it's the isura is bikepeda talia. And if isura bikepeda talia, people are not so makbid usually in the isura, so to speak, of chalon. And therefore you could have a chazaka. But people are makbid in the isura of Pesach, keneged Pesach, and therefore there's no chatzar. But he says, if this is true, he goes even a giant step further, if it's true that there's the nature of the isur, even in Pesach, keneged Pesach, is bikepeda talia, but there is kepeda in the case of living in a chatzar without a wall, then maybe there's mechila, and maybe there's kinyan, maybe there's shtar. In other words, he's now even changing the nature of the Hezek Re'iyah in Pesach, Keneged Pesach. Which is something the Ramah certainly didn't do. And which even goes against the Sma, you know, his own initial thrust. I'm sorry I can't explain that more. We're just, you know, I'm really out of time. That was basically the second to last thing. So, kind of like a nafkamina that comes out from all of this, right? Like we have the riff, and we have the rimigash, and you know, all and the kind of the channels that you know that split off from the two main protagonists. There's a nafkamina. Basically, is the case the machlokas Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Yishmael on Nintesim and Beis Mem Aleph. I hope I get to this. This is what I want. This is the last thing I want to discuss. But I think more important, you know, that kind of completes our discussion of fundamentally, in chazaka or yesh chazaka, what they might be. But the way I kind of look at all of this, if I don't have time to say this last point, that'll be okay. But the way I just, so that people have a sense, like the way I envision all this, if you like, you're into charts, is kind of like this. You know, it's like you have the rift over here. I never really draw on the board. And then you have the Ramban, who explains, you know, why the reasons, like why it is that Hezek Re'iyah is something like Kutro Beis Akisei, and therefore not subject to Chazaka. He says, Chabala, Kedarim Shal Yisrael, these are the reasons. Then you have the Rimigash. This is going to run out on me. The Rimigash, who kind of splits into two perspectives, right? We have perspective number one, which you know, some of the, like, you know, whatever, the Rishonim and Achronim, the Ravid, Rosh, Magi Mishnah, kind of like that's how they explain the Rimigash. And then you have the second perspective, which kind of breaks down into the Rambam, the way we're explaining the Rambam, and the Ramah. Oh, that should be, like, more down here, yeah. Whatever. And, like, this whole line, it's not so straight, but, like, this whole bottom line, this is supposed to be higher, this is supposed to be lower. Like, this whole bottom line are, like, reasons and explanations about the nature of Hezek Re'iyah. And these are just the perspectives, like, 1, 2, and 3 are, like, the, you know, the perspectives and shitos on whether fundamentally yesh or ain chazaka to Hezek Re'iyah. So, again, you have the three, like, you know, bigger perspectives, and then, like, the four reasons, the Rambam, Ramah, Rashba, and Ramban. The Rambam, I should say now, basically doesn't say what not what the Ramah says, not what the Ramban says, not what the Rashba says. The Rambam thinks it's the nature of the Hezek itself. Not necessarily Chabalah, but it's certainly not about Isser. The reason the Rambam thinks fundamentally Ein Chazaka to Hezek Re'iyah is not about any of those things. And maybe even not the Chabalah of the Ramban. So there are certain types sometimes of Nezikin, you know, an elite group, and we'll have to, like, obviously study this more, but that just don't have chazaka, that just don't have, are not subject to chazaka because of what they are. He might say chabala, it doesn't sound that way necessarily, like the Ramban, but the Rambam certainly is another, an additional, even in Svara, not just someone who splits between types of Hezek Re'iyah, like we're saying, you know, the second way of reading the Rimigash in that whole perspective, but maybe I'll just end with this. I'm sorry that I'm not explaining it more. But basically, there are two sugyas. There's Nintes and Mem Aleph. On Nintes is Machlokes Rabbi Chiya, Rabbi Yishmael. Whether or not, basically the case is the guy opens a window, he comes to Rabbi Yishmael, and Rabbi Yishmael says, Chazakti v'ni chazakti. It's a good chazaka. You have a chazaka on the chala. Reb Chiya says no. You know, yiga upasach yiga v'sasim. So the question is basically, what are they arguing about? Are they arguing about whether fundamentally yesh chazaka behezek ri'ah and chalon or ein chazaka? That's the perspective of the Ramban. Certainly, like the exaggerated language might sound like sounds a lot that way. Shmuel is saying, yeah, chazaka behezek ri'ah, and Reb Chiya is saying, no, never, no matter what. Shmuel is saying, maybe even right away. Reb Chiya is saying, no, never at all. Do they fundamentally agree there is chazaka and hezek ri'ah, but about what kind of chazaka, what level of chazaka you need, and what kind of umdana do you need to establish that chazaka? So the Ramban says it's a machlokas, basically whether yesh or ain, and the Rashbam says that Rabbi Shmuel just holds the altar havi chazaka, but Rabbi Chiya holds you need shalosh shanim for this kind of chazaka. Pein echanami, you could have a chazaka in tiram sichas chachalon, and the way the Rami Gash seems to understand it is, you know, ein echanami, you need a chazaka, you could have a chazaka over here, but Rabbi Chiya may just hold, as opposed to Rabbi Shmuel, that you need a much higher level of umdana in order to establish a chazaka, and it's not enough just to build it and for the other guy to be silent, but maybe he needs to do more. You need an isbarer hezeka, is the language of the Rami Gash, and that seems to be how the Rambam in Heivav and in Zayinvav understands the sugya, that as long as you have a certain level of umdana, even Rabbi Chiya will agree la'alter havei chazaka, while Rabbi Shmuel doesn't necessarily say need Yidiyah or Izbara Hezeka. That's clear from Mem Aleph. But anything, La'alter Havei Chazaka, even the guy's not so sure what the Hezek is. And those would be three perspectives on understanding that Gemara and how to read the Gemara on Mem Aleph. It's possible that the Rambam in Hevav and Zayinvav, Rav Rosai didn't say this, the Meiri says this but doesn't like it, is Mechalik between Chatzer, a Chalon, going into your friend's property, and that's where you have chazaka, as opposed to chalon going into a chatzer hashutzvin, where you don't have chazaka, based on hevav and zayinvav. The Meiri suggested on Mem Aleph, but those are definitely the suggestions. But just what you should get out of that, and I'm done. I left out only like one or two things. But what you should just get out of that again is, you know, the way you're going to read those sugyas and the machlokes of Chiya v'Shmuel and Mem Aleph is going to come down to basically whether fundamentally yesh or ein chazaka, and even the level of umdina required in hezek ri'ah for there to be a chazaka when you can have chazaka may also get back to what level hezek ri'ah of hezek ri'ah is. I mean, what kind of hezek ri'ah particularly we'd be dealing with. I'm sorry that I couldn't be as comprehensive about the latter points, but I think that'll do us good for now. That was all this shiurim, I think, that we did on chazaka. Okay, so maybe let's daven mincha. Sorry, I think we should be good.